In Buffalo, a federal judge has denied bail to five men accused of training with Al-Qaeda. He ordered a sixth man released but kept under strict house arrest. The men are all Yemeni Americans who grew up in the Buffalo suburb of Lackawanna. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Buffalo.
The one man granted bail has, by all accounts, been the most cooperative with the FBI. In fact, Sahim Elwan had a message from the FBI waiting when he came back from Afghanistan last year. He returned the call and has since given the FBI a series of interviews. The government is basing much of its case on Elwan's statements. Elwan's lawyer, Jim Harrington, says there was a second factor in his release. Elwan faked an ankle injury so he could leave the Al-Qaeda camp after 10 days.
I suppose that he was at the camp for a very short time, and the things that he said when he tried to get out of the camp, and the things that he said about what he had heard at the camp, and how he said that they were crazy, and that he did not espouse any of those things, and he missed his family and he wanted to come home.
Judge Kenneth Schrader set Elwan's bail at $600,000. Extended family and friends have already pledged to mortgage their homes to meet that. But supporters say it's not clear Elwan will be able to meet the other conditions imposed. Judge Schrader has ordered Elwan to pay for electronic monitoring and a global positioning system to make sure he doesn't violate house arrest. He's also to pay for two phone lines, one for his family, which will be wiretapped, and one for him to speak to his lawyer, which won't. Elwan's lawyer estimated it all could cost $30 to $40 a day. In addition, Elwan will be forbidden to use any other phone or any computer, fax machine, or pager. When it came to the other five men, Judge Schrader said he could not ignore common sense. He noted they all apparently had stayed for the full five-week course at the Al-Qaeda camp. There, he said, they trained on heavy weapons and heard an anti-American speech by Osama bin Laden. The judge also noted that one man downloaded a document advocating suicide bombing. If these men were bent on self-destruction, Judge Schrader said, no bail condition I could impose would keep them from it. As the judge read his decision, some of the defendant's relatives began sobbing. Afterward, one young man called the federal prosecutor a scumbag as he walked by. But outside the courthouse, Khalid Qazi of the American Muslim Council said the community accepts the decision.
The fact remains that the judge really has given an unbelievable example of what U.S. Constitution is all about and what the judicial process is and how well he followed it. And I think we all should feel proud to be part of America in this judicial process.
Government lawyers had no comment on the bail decision. It's not clear whether either side will appeal. For the moment, each can claim it won at least part of its argument. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Buffalo.